What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 402 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are continuing on with our military slash war action movie month with a little movie from 2001, an Oscar winner, by the way, from 2001 called Black Hawk Down. This is, of course, directed by the great Ridley Scott. It has what can only be described as an incredible cast of actors in this movie. Just to name a few, you have Josh Hartnett, you have Eric Bana, you have Sam Shepard, you have Tom Hardy, you have Orlando Bloom, you have Ewan McGregor, you have Tom Sizemore, you have William Finkner. It's like literally every guy who pops up, you'd be like, I know that guy. I've seen that guy. I know that guy. I've seen that guy. Even in small roles. The deaf guy is the guy from Rundown. That is the pilot. Yeah, the bad guy from Kindergarten Cop in this as one of the military people. Yeah. It's just like full of people you've seen. It's a crazy cast. We're going to be breaking it down for you. Before we do, you know I love to ask, Alex, have you seen this movie before or was this a first time watch?
This was the first time watch. I heard of it. So okay. In my defense, I heard of it. I was just because like I said, I don't watch war movies. This one was a first time watch.
I think I remember you saying all of these were first time watches. So I'm still going to ask, but okay. Yeah. So first time watch. Yeah, this was, I saw this at the theater, but I don't rewatch it very often. And so it was interesting to go back and revisit it for this podcast. Before we get into it, I did mention it won two Oscars. They were for editing, best editing and best sound design, which I could see because this movie packs a wallop in the sound department. So two Academy Awards for an action movie. That's pretty good. Anytime we get an action movie that has Academy Awards, I feel like we got to mention it. But let's give you some Rotten Tomato scores and let's jump right in. They're good. 77% from critics on this one and 88% from audiences. Wow. So less than Land of Bad somehow, but that's okay. 77 and 88. Do you find those surprising?
No.
Neither do I. This is it's a Ridley Scott movie. So you know you're going to get quality filmmaking now. If you like the movie or not, that's a different story. We're going to get into it. We're going to score our leads. Now, this is an ensemble through and through. Yeah. Everyone's a lead character. There is no like one lead that you're following. Two or three guys get more screen time than others, but like Eric Bana gets a good chunk. Josh Hartnett gets a good chunk. But other than that, there's no real lead. So what did you think of the lead of the American soldiers, I guess, overall?
So this was really hard, right? Because you said it, this thing had so many people. So now everyone shines throughout the whole movie. So it's like really hard. So like scoring this is really hard, but and it's hard to like even engage to one person to go, oh, I like this guy or I like that guy, because everyone has big roles in this damn thing. You know, people are dying left and right. People are getting shot up. I mean, you got Jamie Lannister getting killed like down the road, right?
And Mr. Fantastic from the Jessica
Alba. Mr. Fantastic got a caught a seizure. You got Orlando Bloom fell off a helicopter. You have freaking my man Phil Dunphy is a
he's like a tech guy trying to cut people out of the helicopters.
Yeah. I thought he was funny though. He was just like, hey guys, he goes, I'm mixing you guys these IVs, but you know when we get back, I'm gonna mix my famous margaritas with some salt the way you like it. I thought that was pretty cool to keep it light in tone for them. But anyway, so it's kind of hard. So with the scoring, I had to give this a 1 freaking plus 4 equals 5 because I give this a 5 because first of all, everyone that's on the screen did a hell of a job and kept me engaged with them. And I felt kind of bad for some of them. The guy who got captured, the guys that got caught and they took their clothes off and they parading them down the streets and stuff felt kind of bad. But I'm like, damn, at the same time, this is based on a true story for everyone out there. So yeah, I gave it a 5.
Yeah. Not only that, I forgot. Yeah. Ty Burrell's in this. Also, Jeremy Piven is one of the helicopter pilots.
Oh, he gets killed. Yeah.
Yep. And the other the one who gets kidnapped, he's in Super 8. I just remember from Super 8. He was Alice Danard's dad. So it's like everyone in this is like, I know that guy.
Wasn't that guy who got captured the guy who went blind in one of those astronaut movies and they had to blow up something on one of the asteroids that doesn't hit the earth?
Like,
is it Deep Impact? I think that was him because he was like, can I see my son? And then you see the son like talking and he's like, oh, he's holding up a spaceship. And then he was like, I can't see because he got blinded.
Okay. I know the actor's name is oh, also Jason Isaacs is in this. Malfoy. Oh, yeah. Malfoy's really dad.
Yeah, he was good in this movie too.
All right, the actor is named Delta. They have him separated by Delta Force and Ranger. There's so many actors in this movie. It's insane.
Yeah.
Okay, his name is Ron Elder. Eldred. Okay, Ron Eldred is from New York, New York, baby. And he was in Deep Impact. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Correct. I knew I noticed him somewhere.
Yeah. This is an insane cast.
I mean, like you have so many people. You got Hugh McGregor.
Yeah. Yeah. Even in small roles, like Kim Coates, that's a guy that you don't know his name, but you see him, you're like, oh, yep, that guy's in a, but he was in one of the Resident Evil movies and the one in the prison where he wants to get out and steal the plane and all that. He was in this. All right. I agree with you. I gave it a 5. To me, a movie like this, it's a success if, do you care if these people live or are they so underdeveloped that it's like, whatever. And I don't think they are. Ridley Scott spends the first 30 minutes of this movie in the military base. So you're getting to like meet people, you're getting to know people. Ewan McGregor, he works behind a desk because he could type. And then all of a sudden they need him to go out in the field. So you're automatically concerned. You're like, bro, this guy just types. I don't want him to die. I'm with him. Then you have Orlando Bloom. He comes in, he's 18. He's like, I'm ready to fight. And then he's right away falls out of a helicopter. You're like, shoot, I didn't want that to happen to him. Josh Hartnett gets promoted to like kind of a leadership role, first time leading a group. He's nervous. You want him to succeed. So I think he did an amazing job without having any characters with backstories. These are just military guys. However, you said it, all the actors are so good at acting that you are like with them the whole time. You know what I mean? And you get a lot of Brits in this movie doing American accents. They all did well. I like Jason Isaacs in this movie, Malfoy's dad. I thought he was good. He's like the leader of the Army Ranger group. And I love Tom Sizemore because Tom Sizemore, they don't really talk about it, but it seems like his character is like, he just has good luck. He just be walking around while the bullets are going around. Yeah, he got shot in the neck, just keeps walking, or he comes out the car. And I love it. It's kind of adds a little bit of layer of like, is this guy like blessed by God that he can't get killed or something? Like, it would have been funny if someone mentioned it, but whatever. I gave it a 5-2. I think they're great.
One thing you said was the accents. Some of them, I would say some of them I had a hard time believing, right? Like Jason Isaacs, amazing English accent.
Yeah.
Hugh McGregor, no. That did not work.
He was still learning.
Me.
He could do one good better now.
Now because he's older. That, yeah, because he's older. But like his accent was kind of, it sounded the same. It's just he dropped that like a thicker. Who's the other one that has a thick accent? And I was just like, wow, it just sounds, Eric Bana. His sounded a little bit. No, he's a good actor.
I think Orlando Bloom's wasn't amazing.
His was not. He's Australian. Yeah, his was the worst. But like, I feel like some of the actors that did the American accent, I was just like, yeah, did it work for me? But I kind of understand why they chose him for those roles because they were really good. And I loved the way he talked about the coffee halfway through a war. He's making coffee. You got to do it just right.
And he's just screaming. He's with William Finkner and Ewan McGregor is making the coffee.
You want a cup of Joe? And he's like, no, let me go fix your leg. And then PG flies in and I'm like, oh my God.
Also, Eric Bana's scene with Josh Hartnett is great. When he's telling about when the guy died and he's talking with him, he's like,
it's not your fault.
You know, like you did all you, this is war. You can't do any. I like Eric Bana's character because he's like, bro, send me in. I don't even care. Like, he comes back,
you're right,
stuff and goes back out again.
That's the scene that made me go, holy crap. When he went, you don't have to come with me. He goes, I'm a loner. He goes, I could do it myself.
He said, don't even think about it.
Yeah. He goes, he's just like, stay
he's
back.
A gangster,
he
dude.
Goes, I do this all the time. I don't need you behind my back. I was like, oh, damn.
Bro, Eric Bana is a beast in this movie. I like him. All right. So, yeah, we both give it a 5. All right. Villains, in a similar vein, you do have a main villain that they're trying to get. His name is Mohamed Farah Aidid. Now, he is a leader in Somalia. He's trying to become the president, basically. Mm. And he has a militia. The point of the movie, because it could be a little confusing, they're going on a mission to capture two of his top guys. That's the mission. He's never in the movie. They never show him, but he's like the overarching. And then you just have, a sea of bad guys. So what did you think there?
I gave it a 5. I mean, there's nothing you can say because honestly, women, children are shooting in this.
Yes.
Literally they are. But they're not. One thing I did like is when the kid shot at the father, killed the father, and then he drops the gun, goes to his father, hugs him. And I'm like, why didn't you just shoot the kid? Because the kid was going to shoot you regardless, but he let him go. He was just like, whatever, it's not his fight, which I kind of understood, but some other military dudes would just shot him up. Like,
but that lady, she did not get the same blessing at the end.
Oh no, she did not. She got shot up.
Don't do it. Pop, shoot him.
Yeah. But it was cool because it was the other guy, because he was like having scared. But anyway, so again, women, children into the fight. Then you had the main guy who takes the guy in, like he stops everyone from beating the shit out of him and almost killing him, takes him as a kid prisoner. You have that villain hero talk, like he's like, they're not going to negotiate with me, which President Clinton did, I think it said in the notes.
That guy ended up living. He was captive for 11 days and then they got him.
Yeah, so they released him. So what more can you say? I mean, it was just shooting back and forth. They were trying to get these helicopters and the pilots and all that to get them as a prisoner of war. And a lot of them didn't make it. 19 died, 1,000 plus died, villains. So, I mean, that's pretty good ratio if you look at it. 19 of us died compared to 1,000. The movie made it look like it was way more, but it looked like it was kind of, it looked more, and the movie looked more extravagant, right? It looked like they killed way more than 19, to be honest with you. I thought they killed way more, but in the actual, based on the true story, was 19 of our heroes died. With that said, I gave it a 5. I don't know, how do you give this a 4 for these villains?
I agree. We have to take the movie into context, right? Like the style of movie. If you're not going to show... This reminded me, remember The Kingdom? That movie we did called The Kingdom?
Oh, yeah.
It reminded me of that movie. In the sense of like, there's like a villain who's off screen, who's like the ringleader, but the fighting force that he has under him is so immense. You know, every scene in this movie... We'll get into it more later, but like there's so many bad guys that everything is so suspenseful. It's like if you walk outside, there's bad guys. If you look out a window, there's bad guys. On the roofs, swarming with bad guys. The helicopter part, when they are like approaching the helicopter and that guy is in there, he just has the gun. He's trying to just defend himself and they're just coming in waves and waves and waves. It's like, how could you not give it a 5 as far as, you know, you're like, okay, 19 U.S. soldiers died, 1,000 of them. They didn't even have, our guys had military gear. Trucks, helicopters, body armor. Those guys were wearing button-up shirts and slacks. And they're, you know what I mean? So, of course it's going to be a overwhelming ratio. But even still, they just kept coming and coming and coming. And they killed 19 people. And at the end of the day, that's a lot. If you have a movie where you're making a war movie and 19 characters died, that's a lot. Yeah. So I gave it a 5 as well. In the context of this film, if it was a different style of movie and your main villain never shows up, I'd give it a 1. But that doesn't really apply here. It's a little bit different. So, okay, action scenes.
All right, so this movie doesn't have much action, right?
Minimal.
Minimal. Yeah, it's mostly talking. No, this movie has action up the wazoo. This is a 5. Ridley Scott does action very well, and he keeps you engaged. He uses some cool camera trickery. I'm still mind-boggled. Why didn't they go up to the roof and started tagging them off like a group of 3? You know what I mean? But they didn't do that. But anyway, it doesn't matter because it was based on true story. So I don't think they would pin down.
When you have high ground, it's tough to.
Tough. So yeah. RPGs everywhere, which I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. They had the 50 calibers on on cars. I agree with you. The suspense is when they were trying to put down the planes while they had to jump off and all that. And I kind of liked one of the scenes they did the CGI dust. Unless that was real, when they were coming down and John Hartnett is trying to grab Orlando Bloom, and you see like the vortex on the floor, dirt.
The dust is like blowing.
Yeah, was that real? Or I think was that's CGI?
Real. No, I think that was real. But there is another part where there is CGI. When the plane's going down, they used some CGI stuff there.
Yeah, because I thought that scene was shot very well. Yeah, I was like, holy crap. But I gave it a 5.
Yeah, there's not much to say. This movie is... So I watched the extended version. You watched the regular. There's only about 8 minutes difference, but we'll call it 2.5 hours. The first half hour is set up and literally it's 2 hours of action scenes. I'm not even lying. You have 2 hours of action with about little inserts of like 3 minutes where they're like talking about coffee or, you know, talking about trying to get out of there. Because even the other stuff, like it's not like the surgery scene, which is intense, by the way, when that guy with his leg, when they're doing the surgery on it, like it's gross. People's getting their limbs blown off, chopped in half. Kidnapped. It's suspense. This is a super suspenseful action movie. You know, you're constantly worried that these guys are going to die. When the helicopters crash and they're coming in, you know, like all those waves of people are coming, you're like, oh my gosh, these guys are going to die. It's just nonstop. It is nonstop for the whole movie. I love Tom Hardy and the other guy, how they're like separated. They're like, I think we were supposed to go to the thing. He's like, no, they were coming to us. He's like, nope, I think we have to go to them. And that's super suspenseful where the streets are empty and they're running like little, they're only running 15 feet. And you're like, they're going to die. They're going to die as soon as they run out of this thing. So I think he did an amazing job directing the action scenes while keeping the suspense ratcheted up to 10. I gave it a 5 out of 5 as well. Okay, storyline.
Okay, so the storyline is really good. And I think is the fact is that these helicopters are going down. And I just think it's the mayhem is what makes the story really, really worth watching. Yeah, based on a true story. So I don't know what Hollywood did to elaborate everything and make it all you know, glorious. But in terms of like the storyline itself, I thought it was really well. Even the general did a pretty good job. He goes, "We don't leave no man behind."
He's oh, like, Sam Shepard.
Yeah, he was like, "Do everything you got to do," but he was like calling the help. I thought that was really cool when they used the football stadium from Pakistan, I think it was, the football stadium there. I thought that was all genius. I thought it worked. Yeah, this is a very good story. I liked it a lot. I thought it was very well done. So yeah, I gave it a 5.
Okay. I did not give it a 5, but the reason why is because it is a little confusing at the beginning. I did not know what they were like. I'm like, okay, they're going to get some guys and then they kidnap that other guy, right? Who's like the arms dealer. And they're like, you know, we're going to keep him and then he'll help lead us to the other guy. And then they go on this mission to kidnap these, but it's I wasn't even sure if they got him. Like they got a bunch of guys. I don't know who they were. So I was a little confused there. And then beyond that, I do think it is very straightforward, but straightforward works. I gave it a 4. I'm not going to sit here and be like, I gave it a 2. I gave it a 4. It is very straightforward though after that. And then there's not a lot of story. It's just survival. Right. It's like, we got these guys, we got to go get them. And they're kind of like Tom Sizemore, Eric Bana. They're like, leave and come back, leave and come back. We're like, we're going to get all our guys. I love the movie. I think it's fantastic, but the story is probably the weakest part of it. And it's not bad. It's still really good. So I gave it a 4 out of 5. Okay. So what's your overall?
My overall is going to be a 5. I gave it a perfect score. You know, again, it's hard for based on true stories to give it to me personally, to give it, unless it's done very well. If it's done very well, I give it the 25 out of 25 because you got my emotions. You got hooked into the film. There's some more movies that I gave lower because I was like, I didn't feel, you know, as much. But this one, I thought it worked. Like, man, that scene, I felt so bad for the guy whose arteries got cut. He had to put his hand in it and then they released it and it broke. I think
He just passes out from the
pain. Yeah, he dies because all that blood just freaking.
Is whatever the
carotid artery blew. So I felt so bad and they lied to him. They were like, yeah, we fixed it. And I was just like, man, how many people in real life went through that? They had to tell the guy, yeah, you're good. You're going to make it. And the guy's just like, and just dies. So yeah, I that's why I gave it a 5. I thought it was well
done. I gave it a 5. This movie's amazing. This is a great film. Like I said, I don't rewatch it much because it's long. It is pretty long, but goodness gracious. I mean, it's extremely well made. It has an amazing cast. It has amazing action. Even if you're not an action fan, it's great because it's a true story. It has suspense. It is extremely, I'm surprised like Ridley Scott didn't win like for best director for this or something like that. You know what I mean? Like to direct a movie like this has to be so difficult to have this big of a cast. You're jumping around between all these different locations. It's nonstop action almost. You know what I mean? Like it's an impressive film. I love it. I think it's great. 4K looks great, by the way. I think, you know, especially for a dusty war movie like this. I agree. I gave it a 5 out of 5. I have no problems with the movie as it is. It's fantastic. So what's your total points then?
25 out of 25.
I have a 24 out of a 25 just because of the story a little bit. And I was a little critical. I honestly could have just gave it a 25 as well. But based on a true story, you're right. Unless it's a poorly made film, you know, knowing that it happened, if it's well executed, then it usually turns out to be a great movie. So I loved it. You loved it. All right. Here's what we got coming up next. We got going from a 25 out of a 25 to Mortal Kombat Annihilation. That'll be our next franchise movie. And then continuing with war movies, another one you haven't seen because you said you haven't seen any of these. Mm-mm. 12 Strong. Now, this is a fairly recent, I think it came out within the last like 5 years. This is another one that's based on a true story. This is this is in the 2000s though. After the, it's like in the Afghanistan war or something like that. It stars Chris Hemsworth. I remember liking it, but I don't really remember what happens. Mm. I know they changed the name. It was originally called 12 Strong, the something horse soldiers or something, and then they just shrunk it to 12 Strong. So we're going to be covering that movie next on the war movie category.
All right, guys, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over at Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews. Anything AMG podcast, you guys can follow us on youtube.com/actionmovieguys. Subscribe to the channel, hit a like on your favorite episodes, leave some comments, and of course, you can take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast. Of course, we are on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Apple Podcasts. We also have Spotify or anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. And of course, you guys can follow us in our social media accounts, is Geeks, the letter N, Flicks on TikTok and Instagram. So again, follow those pages. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nate Flicks Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.